We are going to now hear from Katie Lester, who's going to talk about the Trails program, which is an ILC, Independent Living Center program from the ILC on the Kenai Peninsula. Based on the little, very little I know, and based on what Jeff had to say yesterday, it sounds like it could be somewhat similar. So, Katie, why don't you tell us a little bit about it? And when you finish, then we will have a door prize. Yeah, we'll have a door prize. Sure. Should we wait until we start the next session? What do you think, Michael?
Yeah, I thought we were going to wait to the next session.
Okay, let's do. Never mind. We will not have a door prize. So come back.
Bummer. All right. Thanks for talking. I do apologize. The director of the Trails or Independent Living Center Trails had a family emergency and wasn't able to attend. So I'll give a little background. My name is Katie and I'm the outreach board member for the NFB of Alaska. And I've, in the last 6 years, have lived in Seward and, through, the loss of vision and connecting with the center. I also, was connected to the senior center in Seward when my father was around and to help me get back out and about and participating in life. And so through the senior center, I met a couple people that participate in the Independent Living Center Trails program. And Independent Living Center is kind of similar to, there's a few different variations throughout, you know, each state or throughout Alaska, and they try to help out with a variety of different things. In Seward, they have, there's minimum like transportation. So we have some taxi vouchers that they help you out with. There are arts and crafts, and community events that help seniors and others with a disability to get back out into the community and participate instead of being stuck at home. And so that's how I got connected to ILC. And Trails is a division of Independent Living Center where we get to go out. They focus on a lot of the different various activities and what we can do with around the either Kenai Peninsula or even coming up and taking trips up here. We participate in Challenge Alaska once a year. We try to set up a doing some skiing or cross country skiing or some events up going to Alaska and participating in the Challenge Alaska events. So, but we do a variety of other things. Trails, let me backtrack here. Trails mean it's when it's on the website and things, it's an acronym for total recreational and living in, or independent living services. So we're trying to help everybody participate and enjoy the things they do. So some of the community events in Seward that I've participated in is like ceramics class that they provide, the community provides in the winter time. And then there in the summertime, we've gone to like, there was a place in Cooper Landing that, we did horseback riding and spent the weekend, to where people from Homer and Soldotna, Kenai, Ketchikan and Seward and other locations throughout the Kenai Peninsula to gather and meet and have a great weekend to visiting with the horses and walking on trails and, getting a chance to ride on some horses. One of the times we even did a rodeo, a fun, just a bonfire and a rodeo there at the location. And it's got, there's so many different great variety of people and it's something to where even those us that are blind or low vision have a chance to participate and become part of the community. Another example thing that we've done is that the Kenai boat tours, during the summertime, Seward and Homer have a lot of tourism and boats. And so Homer and a few others came over to Seward and participated, in this boat tour. And we've done a couple trips to where we had a whole bunch of people were interested in participating and didn't have enough room. And so they did a couple different tours, to be able to go out on the water and see the different wildlife or have someone describe what is being happening and what's being seen. So you can feel like you're participating just as well. And then the, one of the big event or part things about trails is that you get to socialize and visit with others, no matter what the circumstances is, and feel like you're a part of a group and enjoying the outside and enjoying the activity. Another section with trails and independent living center is called the Homer Access that we've started creating. It's currently based in Homer, but we're working eventually to navigate throughout the out the state. So we're working on the accessibility of websites, and even outdoors. They're working on outdoors recreational. They've just put in a walkway for one of the trails, or modified the trail to where those with a wheelchair can participate, and they're working in the next stages of making sure that those with a visual impairment can enjoy the walk and the trails outside just as well. So any suggestions and thoughts, they're more than welcome. We've been walking around taking ideas and making sure that our voices are also heard to be able to enjoy the outside uniqueness to Alaska in its own way. So we're working on those as well as websites for the businesses. They're encouraging businesses to implement and increase their websites to accessibility to where JAWS or any other speech software program can easily navigate their websites. I'm going to pause here and see if I confused everybody enough. Do you have any questions?
Sounds like a lot of fun, Katie. And it sounds like when you lived down there, you did have a lot of fun. I don't think we have anyone right now from that area. But, you know, I think it's really cool that people are encouraging people with disabilities to participate in physical activities wherever they might live. And I know that for the Kenai, things are really spread apart. You know, it's going to be 2 to 3 hours between some places. And I think that's one thing about Alaskans. They work hard to get people together in spite of the distances. So
yeah, it makes a huge difference. It's been a wonderful experience. I do want to say that our other board member and friend, Pam Husen, is from Homer in the Kenai area and doing a lot. And she's an amazing help there, too. We've got a few others. I went over to Homer earlier this year and did a walk around town. The Homer is actually working on a wayfinding app, working with an application and beacons in town to help tourism, but it's also for anybody, members and people that live around to be able to navigate. So if we decide to, anybody comes up or anybody anywhere else in Alaska wants to go down to Homer, they can be able to navigate on their own through these beacons and applications to enjoy the different wonders of the Homer area.
That is really true. I do occasionally get calls from people who say things like, how good is it to travel in Alaska? And can you get around town? And it's always nice when I can say, well, you know, if you can get to the town, that's your first challenge, but there are buses here and there. And once you get to the town, you know, it's great if I can say, then pull out your phone and you got this app and you'll be able to find whatever you want and walk around. And Homer is one of those tour attracting places. So tourist attracting places, I should say. So
yeah, we're starting with Homer, with a lot of things and planning to spread throughout the peninsula and, Alaska, encouraging businesses. We've created, kind of a sticker, tactile kind of a raised sticker we're working on to show, that businesses can put in their window to where we can feel it as well, that, this business is working and going above and beyond the ADA or any other accessibility rules and regulations, that they really want, to help and have inclusion, to all, consumers and anybody that, to participate in their business.
Nice. Very cool.